Hello. Oh, now she's coming. I don't know, we're having a little trouble recording on this side. But, I don't know what's on the recorder.
Yeah.
So if it plays back a little funny, this is why, it's our recorder. Went out golfing the other day, out at Arnold, and went north in Minneapolis, gross, you know. And shot a 47 on the first side and a 51 on the second side. That's pretty good control. It took me all this time to finally tell you about it. You hear about the four guys that were out golfing? And then they get done golfing, they're in, they take their showers, and they're starting to get dressed. This one guy is tugging a girdle up his legs, just pulling like crazy. And the guy looks at him and says, hey, he says, when did you start wearing a girdle? And the guy says, ever since my wife found it in the glove compartment. I thought that was
good. You know what? I didn't really want that, because we let you take that one hole over that you got a hole in one. You had gone out the first time. Remember that?
We got
that
a mulligan.
Two mulligans.
We're talking about, we went and played miniature golf Friday night. Went up to find Pat and Dick's apartments over in that maze of apartments in Meadowbrook Manor. And after a half hour, we finally found the dumb thing, and they weren't there. So we went out to Shaggy's and had some pizzas. Delicious. Pizza and black beer. Unbelievable what the Drizzlies looked like the next day on black beer and pizza.
Keep going.
Huh?
No, I don't think. I talked to you, sweetie, but I really don't have a chance.
And then Saturday, your wife got bombed. Oh, she got ugly drunk. She started doing a dance in the middle of the floor with all the kids around.
On top of the table.
On top of the table, it was, yeah.
They threw me money.
No, we didn't. She just thought we were throwing money. Every time she'd take something off, she'd say, here's to the R&R. And away
you go. Tell
them
about the lesbian that approached her the other day.
Kate got approached by a lesbian. And I said, well, we're at the swimming pool and there's swimming Thursday night. I told her, well, see, I told you you should have worn your tux. Oh, there you go. Megan's a little having a little trouble here.
Can you go find her red battle shoes, red tan, or red dirt?
Yeah, you do. Mom,
I think
you
have to get something on your feet before you
can. Taylor, bring me
Jimmy's jacket, please. The light blue one.
Where's everybody going?
Your house.
Oh, beautiful.
How did you, when did Griffin call? Is it your
house? Right after Kate went to church.
Why, is it yellow or white? It's yellow, but it's wrinkled, and he won't let me iron it.
I was going to throw it down the wash.
Oh, it's wrinkled out on one side.
Oh, well, we certainly miss you here, Captain Conlon. Hero of Edina. Made the front page in his career, and this woman that's been teaching in Edina for 20 years got second page. Pretty big man.
Of the same school Conlon goes to.
The principal got second page, and he gets front page. Well, they don't know you yet, that's all. When they meet you, they'll wish they'd put you on second page. We got so loaded last evening that we started talking philosophy. It's been a long time. Well, we decided that the church was horseshoe, but we didn't know where. Yeah, where it was really gone wrong. Anyway, nobody's lost their faith. We all go to church on Monday, whether we need to or not.
It hurts, doesn't it? Is it starting your teeth? Oh, what? She had a
second
in his mouth and he came back and
bumped
her
head
down. That's smart.
Go put some cold water on it. It's running. We have a little trouble with the cold water faucet. I wish you'd come home and fix it. Then leave again. We really don't care for you. No, we miss you. Really. We really miss you. I can't tell you how bad we miss you. We got the flu running around our house and nobody gives shots. And we really miss you. Send your needle and you stay there. No, we love you. You know, I'm so ready. I got the shakes.
I had the shakes this morning.
I thought you were propositioning me when you came. You got the shakes.
And 9 o'clock when I laid down my head and body was just going,
woo!
Dad? Oh. I went out and picked up some
yarn.
Oh, very good. Come here, Meg.
Oh, saying something?
Say, hi, Dad.
Oh, hey. Get the sucker
out of your mouth.
You say hello, Aaron?
Hello.
Hello, who?
Dad.
Hello, Daddy.
You know what? You won't recognize your daddy's growing hair. His fingernails stopped growing, but he's growing hair now. He's going to have real nice hair like Linda. Kind of reddish. Won't that be swell? Huh? No. You like him better without hair? All right, you do.
If he just went to the haircut.
Yeah, now you have to start going to a barber. Unbelievable how he's going to be changed. He's gained about 90 pounds.
Quit smoking,
I started about 3 packs a day. I wish you'd work on a cure for emphysema while you're over there doing nothing. You're having trouble breathing. Can I have
you
a Well, I'm certainly glad this is a very interesting tape. I want you to get an idea of the confusion anyway. Oh, you got your big vase from, I don't know where it was, 2 years
Japan.
Ago? Japan.
Tom Hart.
It's a great big long sucker with that
Elsie and Tom Senior.
Elsie and Tom Senior came.
Tom Senior had a big red nose and drinking all week in Brookings, South Dakota with the O'Connells and the Walters. This is the group that he drank with at Tom's wedding.
Yeah,
out there.
We saw him when he came back, he wasn't too good a shape.
But Elsie let me pour Tom Senior a short drink. She watered it down though. Say, where's Daddy? You don't know.
She said Vietnam.
With a sucker in her mouth.
We're getting rid of the two babies today. Except you're not really a baby, are you?
Yeah, but you don't know it, so are we. You may never find them again. We're going to put them out with the ducks.
Where are Tony and Ruth? So Tony Dean is the Christmas brother.